For the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. The Missouri legislature has resumed work in Jefferson City this week after a week off from session. As Sarah Kellogg reports, one of the must-accomplish tasks in the final 8 weeks is passing a tax that funds a bulk of Missouri's Medicaid program.
The federal reimbursement allowance puts more than $4 billion into the state's Medicaid program. Last time it was up for renewal, it took a special session to eventually pass it. The main conflict over the tax is whether to include language that would stop public funds from going to abortion providers or their affiliates, such as Planned Parenthood. While some Republicans want that language, other Republicans and Democrats would rather pass the measure without it. Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Brown said he thinks passing it is going to be a war, but it will get done.
We're not going to not do it. It's just a matter of how painful it is and how much time it takes, but we'll get there. We'll get there by the end of it for sure.
The last day of the 2024 legislative session is May 17th. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
Many Midwestern towns in the path of the coming eclipse are expecting tens of thousands of visitors. Some towns are expecting to double their size on April 8th. Vincennes, Indiana, expects to see up to 50,000 visitors. Sarah Wolf is the eclipse director for Vincennes. She says the influx could bring $14 million in economic impact, which the community badly needs.
Over the course of the last year, I have not spoken to a single organization that has either enough money or enough volunteers. And it's kind of heartbreaking.
Wolf says her area is looking to seize this one-time opportunity. Two state Senate bills that would allow 500,000 Missourians to get their criminal records automatically sealed have had their first public hearing. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports on yesterday's testimony.
Democratic Senator Brian Williams and Republican Senator Curtis Trent both say having criminal records expunged would not only provide access to better jobs, but reduce recidivism. A handful of witnesses testified in support of Senate Bill 763 and 1161 on Monday. Kevin Morgan, the founder of Sent One Ministries, a transitional living program for those formerly incarcerated, says he served 9 years of supervised incarceration.
I lost my grandmother in 2001. She died. So I learned the nursing field and I tried to become a nurse. That couldn't happen because of this dark cloud over my head.
Opponents of the legislation express concerns about the cost and time of implementing an automated expungement process. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
The directors of Lincoln University's Alumni Association have issued a no-confidence statement in the university's Board of Curators following the university's release of a third-party investigation that found no evidence of wrongdoing or bullying by Lincoln University President John Mosley. KOMU News reports the Alumni Association's statement says it lacks confidence in the curators' quote, ability to bring forward an effective leader who can bring healing to this institution of higher education. The university launched the investigation after a beloved Lincoln University administrator, Antoinette, or Bonnie Candia Bailey, took her own life, leaving a 12-page letter accusing the university's president of bullying and harassment. Candia Bailey died January 8th. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.